Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3336 BN. Today's date is April 23rd, 2024, and the title of the episode is You Attack Those You Fear the Most. You're witnessing the collapse of the deep state. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this and you need to ask yourself a question. When was the last time you checked on the title to your home? If the answer is never, you need to know about a fast-growing cyber scam the FBI calls house stealing. A scammer forges your signature on a fake transfer document stating you sold your home. They file it with the county and now they're the new owner. Then they take out loans using your equity as collateral and disappear, leaving you with a financial and legal nightmare. A new report on U.S. homeowners shows we are sitting on a gold mine. We now have $16 trillion in available equity in our homes, an all-time high. That's why we need protection from this scam, where the equity in all our homes is the target. Sadly, if nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can target you. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from our friends at HomeTitleLock.com, where they watch your title 24/7, alert you if there is ever any change. And if you're ever a victim of fraud, their U.S.-based experts take action to help restore your home back into your name. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use promo code X22, and they'll send you a complete title scan to see if you're already a victim. That's $100 value free. Not only that, with promo code X22, your first 30 days of their triple lock home title protection is free. Do this today. Don't let the bad guys target your equity. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code X22, that is HomeTitleLock.com, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are being exposed every step of the way. And what you're witnessing right now is the collapse of the deep state players. You need to back up a little bit and just take a look at what's going on here. When Trump was in the White House, he needed to set everything up for the counterinsurgency. He needed to show the people the truth. What was the truth? The truth was the infiltration in this country, which was happening for quite a while, which means the deep state players, they infiltrated the news networks, they infiltrated the colleges, they infiltrated Hollywood, they infiltrated pretty much every single business out there. And yes, they infiltrated DC, and on local level, they infiltrated the local governments around this country because that was the insurgency. So Trump, when he was in office, he prepared everything for the counterinsurgency. One part of the counterinsurgency was actually getting the military on his side, which I do believe he did. He needed the military to control the country while the people of this country were woken up. And that's what we've been seeing. Remember, the only way to wake people up is to do what? Is to show the people the infiltration, to bring people to his side. So when you see the college students and you see the faculty all out there going against the Jewish people and they're all for the terrorists, he's showing you, and I don't mean him personally, you're seeing the infiltration. And when people see the infiltration, what do? They get pissed off. They get angry. They say, I can't believe what I'm seeing here. Now, this right here mostly is for most likely the liberal Jews and those people that are on Israel's side and those people that are against terrorism. So when you see this, is this waking a lot of people up? Just like the border woke up a lot of people, just like the economy crashing, it's waking up a lot of people. Just like DEI, CRT, ESG, all of this is waking the country up. That's what this is all about. And every time the people wake up and every time people the people see the infiltration, what happens? It destroys, it chips away at the deep state. Remember, their plan was to infiltrate the country, keep people asleep as long as possible, get the weapons away from the people, and then go for it, which means bring us to war and attack the people from within. This was Obama's plan. Yes, he's not working alone. Soros and many other people, they're all working together on this. And this is what they've been trying to do. But every step of the way, when people see this, they wake up. Remember, this is about bringing the people to a place where they say enough is enough. And you need the deep state players, the D's, holding the bag when everything completely and utterly falls apart. And every time this is exposed, the deep state, you're seeing them being destroyed. That's what you're seeing. The entire structure of what they put together is completely collapsing. They didn't want the people to see this at this point. They didn't want the people to understand what was happening. Remember, they thought the people would be sleeping. They thought the people would be under their control with the fake news. They thought people wouldn't realize what was really going on. But think about how long it took Trump to wake the population up. I mean, when Biden goes someplace, do you see the people rallying around him? No, he gets hardly anyone. I mean, it's like, 20, 30, 50 people maybe at a rally. Even when he goes into a gas station, nobody cares. When you go to a Trump rally, are the people with him? Are the people on his side? Absolutely. And actually, when you're watching the indictments against Trump, this is waking up different parts of the country, just like what you're seeing happen in the universities. It's waking up the different parts of the country that care about that. So when you see this at universities, you're seeing a lot of liberal Jews going, holy crap, because remember, a lot of the liberal Jews, they are Democrats. They're saying, wow, I can't believe this is happening. When you see Trump as a victim and they're going to put him in jail and they're indicting him, what does the Hispanic community look at? What does the Black community look at? They look at this guy and he's being railroaded, and this is what they experience. Remember, the Democrats, they have been telling the Black community and the Hispanic community, we're all for you. Don't worry about it. We got you back. But do they really, or they've been keeping them down? They've been keeping them down. And this is what each part of the country sees. And each part reaches that point that says enough is enough. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen the next day when they see it, but as they keep seeing it, and they keep experiencing it, it's destroying the deep state players. It's destroying their narrative. I mean, add on top of that where you see the pedophilia, add on top of that where you see their treasonous crimes, add on top of that when you see that they lie to you and that they're dictators. Well, the people then, they get a very, very clear picture. Add on top of that, the economy failing. Well, everyone has a problem with that, because when the economy fails, what happens? People lose their jobs. People can't pay their bills. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, independent. Makes no difference. Because all you want is a job. You want to make sure you can pay for everything. And when you don't have that, what happens? You get a little nervous. You get pissed off. You get angry. You might be thrown out of your home. Does anyone want that? No. So you're looking for someone that's going to give you a solution to this problem. So every step of the way, this is what you're experiencing. And with Johnson, who's the Speaker of the House right now, his mission, which I do believe his mission is to make sure the D's are responsible for everything that's going to happen. Let them take control, but don't give them full control, but let them believe that they have won the battle. They got what they needed. They're going to send the money off. They now have taken full responsibility for all of this. And we could see that they can't get rid of Johnson. And actually, do we want Johnson gone right now? No, we want to maintain control over the House. But we want the D's to be fully responsible. Now, once again, if we lose the Speaker, will it make that much of a difference at this point? No. But I don't believe we probably will, because I think now the D's got everything they need and they're going to push forward. Now, remember, they're going to be responsible for all this. And you have to remember, them attacking Trump, that is the one that they fear the most, because they know when he wins and he gets back into the White House, everything is over for them. It's game over. They know this. So they can't allow him to make it to the elections. And if he does make it to the elections and the indictments don't keep him back, they're going to try to cheat, of course, and they're going to create certain events to stop the election. They want complete and utter control. Remember, they don't want to give up their control in the White House. They're not just going to say, oh, crap, okay, Trump won. I guess we got to leave the White House now. No, they don't want to leave. So all those individuals that said Trump was going to stay there, they're actually talking about themselves. That's what they're going to do because they've always projected what they are going to do. And as we get closer and closer to the election, you're going to see Biden become more and more of a dictator. You're going to see the fake news back his dictatorship. And actually, if somebody else comes into this position or Kamala then is made the resident, you're going to see her become a dictator. I mean, we're already starting to see it. It looks like Biden is trying to declare a climate emergency, almost like COVID, where he can take complete and utter control. They're trying the same exact trick again. But again, the Constitution isn't suspended. The Constitution doesn't go away. And from COVID, people understand that. So I don't believe this move is going to work. And I do believe this is going to hurt him in the end, just like everything else, because the people aren't sleeping. The people are awake. And the people are seeing this very, very clearly. But what's very interesting, since we mentioned Johnson before, Rasmussen Reports put this out, and Matt Gaetz, pointing to Matt Gaetz on X, and Matt Gaetz says the following: would a motion to vacate Speaker Johnson result in a Democratic speaker? I regret to inform the country that in a one-seat majority, there could be a 1-3 of my GOP colleagues who would take a bribe in order to deprive the Republicans of the majority. Rasmussen Reports respondent said, it's an impossible situation that Gaetz and Luna and the rest of the GOP conservatives wing now find themselves explaining to their angry constituents. Speaker Johnson cannot be replaced because it will lead to Democrat Speaker, even though Speaker Johnson is already, for all intents and purposes, a Democrat Speaker. So, yes, if they do anything, they're going to lose the Speaker. So they have to keep Johnson in that position. But again, I think Trump and the Patriots, they knew this, and they knew that they needed to make sure that the D's took full responsibility. So I do believe they devised a plan to give the D's everything that they want. And remember, if everyone is looking to fix everything while the mafia, the criminal syndicate, controls everything, that is not going to happen. You're thinking politics as usual. You're thinking, oh, wait, no, this is how it's always been. That's not what we're doing here. We're not just trying to get a better bill. Hey, you know what? Let's get a $1.1 trillion instead of a $1.8 trillion. That's going to make a lot of things a lot better. Let's send that out. No, it won't work because we still have the rhinos. We still have the corrupt D's. We still have the swamp creatures. The only way to basically fix the problem is to remove all of this. When there's a problem in a corporation, do you keep all the people that are causing the problem? Do you say, okay, you know what we're going to do now? Yes, I know we have all these people causing the problem. We're going to keep them, but we're going to try to make things better. No, you get rid of the people that are causing the problem, that are keeping the company back, that are destroying the company. So, okay, that's the vice president. Got to get rid of him. Oh, that CFO, got to get rid of that person. Oh, that worker over there, got to get rid of that person. That's what we have to do in this country. We need to get those people out. Those people that are destroying the country, they need to be removed. Now, the elected people, you just can't fire them. They're elected. So what has to happen? The people must throw them out. Now, if people don't understand what the criminal syndicate is and the people don't understand who the corrupt individuals are, how are you going to throw them out? I think people now are starting to realize who the corrupt individuals are. And with Trump pointing to who you're supposed to be voting for and who you need to replace, it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And this is what's happening right now. The deep state players, their entire system is collapsing around them because they're exposed. They don't even know it. Most of them don't even realize that the system is falling apart around them because the people, they see it. They will understand it when they're not voted back into their positions. Because as we get closer and closer to the elections, what's going to happen? The country is going to be heading towards war. War is going to be on our doorstep. These individuals who want war, they're going to be pushing for war. You think everyone's going to want war? Remember, this is not war like in World War I or World War II, where it's fought off in this far off land that you can't see. You don't see explosions. You don't see bullets. The war is going to be fought right here. They already have their soldiers in our country. Missiles can reach our country. It's not like back in the old days where they had a, you know, in World War II with the Japanese, they put up a balloon and they hoped the explosives would get to the United States and explode in the United States. Yes, there was an attack on Pearl Harbor, but they never could get to the inner part of the country. So once again, this time around, missiles can reach our shores. They can reach the middle of the country. So this war is going to be very, very different. So the people who are watching all of this, they're going to say, you know something? Enough is enough. We've had what's going on in the universities. We have open borders. We have events that are happening in this country. We have millions of illegals in here. We don't even know who they are. They're causing havoc all around the country. They're using up all the resources. The economy is crashing right now, and they want to bring us to war, nuclear war? You're out of your mind. This is not going to happen. And that's where the people are going to be brought to. And we see it's happening. It's already happening. This is building the counterinsurgency to go up against the deep state, to go up against their plan. And it's working. Every day that passes, the more that you see, the more you see on the campuses, the more you see on the streets, the more you see the economy breaking down, the more you see us getting closer and closer to war, it means more and more people are waking up. It means it's working. It means the deep state is losing their grip. And Trump, in the end, he will show everyone who the deep state really is. Because as we get closer and closer to war, you're going to see how desperate and how tyrannical they become. And I think at that point, people will see it and it'll be very, very clear. Because remember, they're going to unleash their foot soldiers. And the foot soldiers are the illegals, Antifa, BLM, you name it. Same people that are out there on the college campuses right now. All they did was change costumes. That's all they did. And you can see that people, yeah, they're fighting back. The people are getting angry. I mean, if you look at Arizona, we had an Arizona rancher. Remember, he shot an illegal immigrant because he trespassed on his property. And this individual was George Kelly. He was 75, and he was charged with second-degree murder and aggravated assault over the killing of a 48-year-old illegal immigrant from Mexico. Well, he had a trial, and it looks like it ended in a mistrial, and they couldn't reach a verdict. I think there was one juror that was holding out. This guy should have been set free. We have an invasion. These people were coming on his land and many other people's land, and they were stealing and they were doing other things. So basically, he was protecting his family. And you, when you see all these people walking all over your land in the middle of the night, do you know who they are? Do you know what they're up to when they're trying to get into your barn or they're trying to get into your home because they need lodging? Do you know who they are? No, you don't. And if you're coming into this country illegally, well, you've already made a decision. You made a decision. You broke the law. You know that people are going to respond if you are on their land. And now at this point, with the amount of illegals in this country, this is an invasion. They are ready to start war on the people of this country. And I do believe we're going to see this as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But you can see the social media companies, they're getting prepped and prepared for the presidential election. Right now, TikTok, they announced a crackdown on conspiracy theories involving the government and secret societies. And we're seeing this with many different social media companies like YouTube. We're seeing it with Facebook and Instagram. We're seeing it all over the place. And now TikTok is doing this. But remember, TikTok is going to be banned because the D's, they fell for the trap and they said, let's ban TikTok. Let's force them to sell within a year or TikTok will cease to exist here. And it looks like the younger generation, they're looking at this going, wow, he actually really did this. And Trump, he's using this to his advantage. He's telling the young generation, look what Biden just did. He banned TikTok. Do you want to still vote for him? Because right now you don't have a job. You can't make ends meet. Yeah, a lot of young people, they're complaining about this. and now he just banned TikTok. You think Trump might have planned it this way? It's starting to seem that way. But you can see other countries, they are now trying to control the narrative. And they're very worried about X. They're very worried about True Social. They're very worried about Rumble. And they're trying to basically control their narrative. Remember, they don't want people telling the truth. They don't want people countering their narrative. So they must control their narrative. And out of Australia, remember Australia, they had the COVID camps. They were locking people down. And now what do they want to do? Well, the Australian Senator, Lambie, says that Musk should be in jail and he should not have a right to create hatred on his ideology platform. So basically, she wants to shut down X. She doesn't want people to have the ability to speak freely. Doji Designer put this out and said, "The issue is that Australia appears to be demanding censorship of content on X beyond its borders." Elon Musk responded to this and said, "That is exactly the issue. Should the eSafety Commissar, an unelected official in Australia, have authority over all countries on Earth? Absolutely not." Then Elon put out a meme, and it shows X, free speech, the truth, and on the other side, it has a storm, dark clouds, has censorship. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Reddit, and it says propaganda underneath. And he's showing the world, look, these are the propaganda outlets. Here's the truth. You think people are getting it? You think people are starting to understand it? Absolutely. And as we move forward, people are really going to see the difference because, again, when we have all the propaganda outlets, once they start censoring people, once they start to control the narrative during the election when certain events are occurring, you're going to see the truth on True Social. You're going to see the truth on Rumble. You're going to see the truth on X. And yes, you'll see other people trying to muddy the water where they'll try to confuse people. But remember, people, they're pretty darn smart. And once people start to think a little bit logically and they do a little bit of research and they find out, hey, wait, this person's been lying to me, they start to narrow down who the liars are, who the deceivers are, and they start to realize who the truth tellers are. And yes, that's why people should research on their own. People should look up information to make sure that it's pointing to something that is either a document or something that is actually reporting the truth with facts behind it. And I do believe there's a lot of people now that are actually doing this. And this is why the fake news is losing like they are. And this is why people are looking for the truth and people are looking for people to say, you know, no, that's fake. Here's the real truth. And it doesn't mean you should follow just one person and just say that's the person or just believe these people. Everyone should listen and then go ahead and say, okay, let me see if they're telling the truth. And I think a lot of people are now doing this. Now, the other thing that we see happening is we could see out in the Middle East and out in North Korea, soon Taiwan, especially out in Ukraine, you could see war is now building all over the place. When Trump said, I see World War III coming, well, he wasn't kidding. And a world war is not just one country, it's multiple countries. And we see this now all over the place. Remember, we had peace just, what, 4 years ago? And now look at it. Since Biden came into office, everything is a complete and utter disaster. And we can see out in the Middle East, the Iraqi militant group, Hezbollah, which has close ties with Iran, claim responsibility and, more importantly, announced that it's resuming attacks on U.S. bases in the region. So things are going to actually start to ramp up in North Korea. We have the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. He supervised a salvo launch of the country's super large multiple rocket launchers that simulated a nuclear counterattack against enemy targets. So here we have North Korea, where they weren't firing missiles when Trump was in office. He went down there, met Kim Jong-un, had peace with him, wrote letters back and forth. And now with Biden, now we have North Korea firing a nuclear counterattack against an enemy. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And you could see it tells you everything you need to know where we had these traitors in Congress waving a Ukrainian flag, which means, hey, we hit pay dirt and we now can push our agenda. Our allegiance is not to the United States, not to the American people. Our allegiance is someplace else. They should have been waving American flags, not Ukrainian flags. if they were truly our representatives. That tells you that these people are not our representatives. Once again, they are installed. They have a different master. That is what is being shown to the people of this country. Douglas McGregor put this out on X and says, as Ambassador Burns and the CIA pointed out some time ago, most of the money sent to Ukraine will disappear into bank accounts around the world for Mr. Zelensky and his little band of men robbing the place blind. And you have to remember from the polls, the people, they didn't want to send money to Ukraine. The people, they wanted the border secure. They wanted the money spent here first. Instead, the D's got the money. The people are watching this saying, this is not what we wanted. We didn't want the money to go to Ukraine. And remember, when you see all of this happening at the college campus level, this is not millions of people. This is their small groups that they're pushing. And the fake news and those certain police officers and whatnot that are controlled, they're allowing them, and the faculty of the universities, they're allowing them to do all this. When you go back to the fake protests, which they were really riots, what did they do? They had the police stand down. They told the mayors and the governors, don't do anything. Allow them to do this. Then the fake news gave them cover. The same thing is happening right now. And you could see it's not millions and millions of people. It's very small groups. And what's happening is the fake news, they're amplifying this. They're allowing this to happen to convince you that, hey, look, this is much, much bigger than it really is. This is what the deep state does because they don't have the people behind them. They have the illegals now in this country, but they actually don't have the rest of the country. But again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew as we're approaching war and what was happening out in Israel, Trump knew that the universities, they were infiltrated because this is what they've been doing for a very long time. The faculty is infiltrated and they were going to be on the side of Obama. Remember, he's leading up the Muslim Brotherhood. He kicked off the insurgency when he was installed as president and when he chose his United States Secret Service name as Renegade, which is traitor. So that tells you everything you need to know. And who do you think is orchestrating all of this? Not just him alone. There's many others. But you could see that soon he's going to be taking the control away from Biden. Biden is no longer actually really listening to Obama. He wants to run. He thinks he has it all. But now he's visiting outside of D.C. and he's realizing that the people can't stand him. See, when you're in your little bubble and the little bubble of staffers, when they tell you that you're doing incredibly well, people love you, you got the people on your side. When you leave that little bubble and you go outside and you start to look around and you see everyone giving you the finger and you see Trump signs all over the place and nobody's coming to your rallies, nobody's coming to see you at the gas stations, you start to realize, you know something? It looks like the people aren't with me. Was I lied to? But it's too late. He's already dug the hole and he's treasonous. He's a corrupt individual and the people didn't elect him. So in the end, he knows that he can't get out. He needs to stay in the race and he needs to make sure that Trump doesn't get back into office. But Obama, I do believe he wants him out because he wants to take control. He wants Kamala as the resident. He has a lot more control over Kamala and he wants someone else to run, not Biden. And I do believe we're probably going to see this. I think they're going to force him out. I think they're going to push very, very hard. They probably even use the 25th Amendment. Yes, I do believe that's coming back into play because, again, they're going to need to get Biden out. And when he's the nominee, do you think he's just going to leave? Absolutely not. And I do believe they're going to make a huge push as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, probably around August, September, I bet you. Let's see how that all plays out. That's going to be very, very interesting. But we can see the deep state players, they realize, listen, if we can't stop Trump right now with all these indictments or putting him in prison and whatever else they're going to try to do, we're going to have to try to cheat. Now, if we can't get enough ballots and we can't get our cheating systems up and running, we're going to have major, major problems. So, yes, they're probably going to try to push some type of plandemic once again, or as we've been hearing now, this climate hoax that looks like Biden is going to try to push for a climate emergency. Let's talk about protecting your health. It's official. The FDA lied, and I think we all knew it. And every government agency was complicit in demonizing life-saving medications these last 4 years. As of Thursday, March 21st, the court ruled against the FDA and mandated the removal of all previous social media posts that specifically addressed the use of ivermectin for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19. Remember this doozy. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all stop it. Well, now the FDA has been mandated by the court to delete these posts because they lied and people died. Anyone who's paying attention knows that the medical tyrants are far from done with us. But Americans are waking up and understanding that now more than ever, we need to have these life-saving medications on hand. They aren't just remedies. They're lifelines for the next time, because there will be a next time. This prescription kit contains 8 life-saving medications, including ivermectin, amoxicillin, and Z-Pak, plus a guidebook to tell you exactly how and when to use them. You won't find anything like it in a store or pharmacy. Every American should have at least one of these kits in their home. Ordering your kit is simple and takes less than 2 minutes. Go to twc.health/x22 and use code X22 to purchase your kit with $30 off and free shipping. For the cost of a single doctor's visit, all 8 prescription medications will be shipped right to your door. 2024 is the year to be prepared. It is an election year after all. Safeguard your health today by going to twc.health/X22 and use X22 at checkout, or click the link in the description to take on more control, just like with COVID. But again, the Constitution does not support this. And the Constitution is not suspended. And the people now are hardened against a dictator. But I do believe the deep state players, they have to become dictators to actually get full control of what is going on here. And it looks like they're heading down this path. But what's very interesting, since they can't get COVID off the ground, we could see that things are really backfiring on them. Remember that anti-vax nurse who injected up to 8,600 patients with salt water instead of COVID? Well, she walked free from court in Germany. So she saved 8,600 people from the vaccine. And these people, they had no idea that they were getting a bioweapon injector. Remember, the pharmaceutical companies, the installed governments around the globe, they didn't tell the people the truth. They didn't show the people the real evidence of what would happen if they took the bioweapon. They lied to the people. They made the people believe that this was going to help them, save them, stop the spread. It was all a lie. And what's very interesting is that this nurse, she saved a lot of people by doing this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a Minnesota state senator, she was arrested on suspicion of first-degree burglary hundreds of miles from her home turf. And this individual, she was rooting for gun control and everything else. And this individual turns out to be a criminal. Well, isn't that strange how all these individuals, they end up being criminals in the end? I mean, it is a criminal syndicate after all. So why would you bring in law-abiding citizens? You would bring in the criminal. Criminals are much easier to control. They will do your dirty work, because criminals don't hire law-abiding citizens. Criminals hire criminals. Criminals install criminals. This entire system that we're in right now is one gigantic criminal syndicate. Now, we know that Passover is this week, and it looks like Obama is celebrating Passover with Hamas talking points. So Obama used a Passover message to work Palestinians into the Jewish holiday, calling for empathy for those suffering in Israel and Gaza, and for solidarity with people of all religions. It sounds great. Remember, he's a snake oil salesman. So Obama's equivocation obscured the fact that Palestinian terrorists continue to hold 133 Israeli hostages. He failed, in fact, to mention that hostages, instead of saying that people should remember everyone who is unable to celebrate the holiday with their loved ones. He also failed to mention the ongoing wave of anti-Semitism on college campuses and in Democrat-run cities, saying that people of all religions deserve to feel safe and secure wherever they are. Obama also batched the meaning of Passover, which is not about resilience, redemption, and renewal, but specifically about freedom, the freedom of the Israelite slaves who were liberated in the Exodus from Egypt. Like hostages and anti-Semitism, the word freedom did not appear in Obama's message. He also neglected the fact that for many Jews, the freedom of the hostages, many of whom are slaves, is a major Passover theme this year. But again, Obama, he's a snake oil salesman, and he's very slick with his words. But if you really dissect it, you could see what he's really trying to say. And we could see with all the different universities, remember, it's infiltration from within. You could see that they're all on the same page. The faculty is on the same page, because who do you think they brought into the colleges, universities? They brought the people that are going to be on the deep state side. So those are the people that you bring in. So at Columbia University, and Ben Bergwam put this out, faculty members at Columbia University come out in support of terror, supporting students. And they're all for this. And you can see that the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protests, they're spreading to many different universities. What do you see right now? You see the infiltration. It's no longer hidden. You see Columbia University, Yale University, Harvard, New York, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, California Polytechnic, Tufts, Emerson, University of Michigan, University of Maryland, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, University of Southern California, Vanderbilt University, Washington University, and St. Louis. You could see the infiltration now. It has been exposed. The people see it. So what do you think the liberal Jews are doing right now? They're looking at this saying, I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. And they're getting pretty darn pissed off. And Trump is saying, listen, do you see it? Hey, listen, you can come over to our side. We're the side of common sense. And think about what the people have seen. They've seen the borders wide open. Maybe that didn't push people into saying enough is enough. They see the economy failing. Maybe that pushed people to say enough is enough. Not, at least not yet. They saw the Afghan disaster. Maybe that it didn't push people as of yet. And now they see this. You see, each individual has their breaking point. And each individual realizes, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Yes, I gave a pass for the border. Yes, I gave a pass for Afghanistan. Yes, I gave a pass for Ukraine. But now this is, I can't do it anymore. I'm not giving this a pass. Each person reaches their breaking point. But once again, you can see these are the same players. They just changed their costumes. And Wokeness put this out and said, if you still want proof that wokeness is a cult for mentally ill communists, look no further than BLM 2020 or Queers for Palestine 2024. And when you look at them, it's the same exact group. They're the ones who are pushing this. But Carrie Lake kind of sums it all up. And this is what she put out on X. In 1933, the Nazi regime started purging Jewish professors from their universities. Today, a Jewish professor was barred from campus by Columbia University. Admin and Jewish students have been told to stay home. Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And we're seeing the same exact thing. And what's very interesting is that Biden, who continually pushes the idea that Trump said there are very fine people on both sides back, you know, during Charlottesville. Well, Biden just did the same exact thing. He says, I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. So he took both sides and he says there's fine people pretty much on both sides. Isn't that what he's been using this entire time? But when you go back in time, that's not what Trump said. Let's go back to the transcript, back to Charlottesville. This is what Trump said. Excuse me. They didn't put themselves down as neo-Nazis, and you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group. Excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. but you had many people in that group other than the neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group, also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with black outfits, with helmets, and with baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group, too. So he was talking about the people that actually came out to protest, and then what did the deep state do? They brought in their agent provocateurs, and of course, they didn't read the entire quote of Trump. And Biden has been using this and using this and using this, and now he's saying the same exact thing, but he's actually saying it. And if you notice, he can't make up his mind on which side he's going to take. You think the people are seeing this right now? Absolutely. Rasmussen Report says, when you repeat the fine people hoax about Trump over and over like Joe Biden does, sometimes strange things happen. And he's absolutely right. And Trump, he let everyone know that Biden is to blame for the pro-Hamas protests at the universities across the country because he cannot take a side. He goes, what's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU? This is a disgrace, and it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He has the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing, and it's a mess. What's going on is a disgrace to our country, and it's all Biden's fault. And everybody knows that he's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly. He's the worst president in the history of our country. And he's absolutely right. And you can see that he doesn't know who he's backing. He's trying to play both sides. It's not going to work. And everyone's starting to realize he's not that much of a friend to Israel because he's trying to back the infiltrators. That's what he's doing. And Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, 46% of voters give Biden poor grades on Israel policy. You think this percentage is going to continually move up? Remember, right now, the D's, the liberal Jews, they're looking at this going, let's see what he does. And he's not doing what they want, which means they're going to start to think and start to say, okay, I don't get this. Why isn't he taking the side of Israel? Why is he taking the side of terrorists? This should not be happening. But again, this is the insurgency that you are seeing right now. And you know what's very interesting? All these universities that were out there saying, you know something? We're not going to use standardized test scores for admissions because we're just going to open this up to anyone. This is all part of our DEI. It's going to be fantastic. Well, it looks like all these universities are backtracking on all of this. And Woke just put this out and said, Cornell just announced that they will be reinstating standardized test scores for admissions. Students with known scores had better academic outcomes than the students admitted without test scores. Well, that's a big shocker. So we have Harvard, Yale, MIT, Georgetown, Brown, Dartmouth, Georgetown, Caltech, and dozens of others also reinstated standardization. Isn't that amazing? That didn't take that long, did it? I mean, I think we all knew that this was going to happen. And we could see that it did happen. And now the people see that all this is BS. Everything that they're trying to push is backfiring on them. And again, how do you show the people? Can you just tell them? No, you got to show them. You got to allow the people to see exactly what's going on. Just like the people now are seeing what's going on with the Trump indictments. What's going on with all these corrupt individuals? Because as they keep pushing their indictments, you know what people are saying? They're saying, wow, these people are really corrupt. I never thought it was this bad, but it really is. We have corrupt prosecutors. We have corrupt judges. You're seeing the infiltration. And what's very interesting is that we have Tony Babalunsky. He's filed a lawsuit against Jamie Raskin in his individual capacity. And remember, Jamie Raskin, he head up the failed impeachment against Trump. And now he's being sued, and the lawsuit seeks $20 million in punitive damages plus costs plus any other relief as the court deems justified. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very interesting. And now he has to defend himself against Tony Babalunsky, who was really good when he was testifying. So we'll see how this all plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is, remember the whistleblower that was going after Trump during the impeachment, and they kept his name hidden. His name was Cherimella. Well, we've come to find out that this whistleblower who sparked Trump's first impeachment was deeply involved in the political maneuvering behind the Biden family business schemes in Ukraine that Trump wanted probed. And this is coming from newly obtained emails from former Vice President Joe Biden's office. That is very interesting. So this individual was involved, but this was the individual that was the whistleblower for Trump when they were impeaching him. So he was involved with Biden? Wow, is this anyone shocked about this? I don't think so. So what was Cherimella's role? Well, his role, including high-level discussions with top Biden aides and Ukrainian prosecutors, is only now coming to light thanks to recent release of White House emails and photos from the National Archives. The emails show Cherimella expressed shock, yikes, is what he wrote, at Biden's move to withhold the $1 billion in aid from Kiev, which represented a sudden shift in U.S. policy. They also show he was drawn into White House communications over how to control adverse publicity from Hunter taking a lucrative seat on Burisma's board. Yet there is no evidence Cherimella raised alarms about the questionable Biden business activities he witnessed firsthand, which is in sharp contrast to 2019. In that instance, he was galvanized into action after being told by White House colleagues, Alexander Vindman, of an improper phone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. During the call, Trump solicited Zelensky's help in investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden's role in the company. And actually, this all backfired on them because Trump said, "You want to see my call? I'm going to make it transparent so everyone can see it." Remember, the deep state, they thought that just like they would do, that he would hide the call. He said, "I got nothing to hide. I'm going to make it public," which countered everything they were trying to do. So now the information comes out that Cherimella, who went after Trump during the impeachment, he was involved with Biden and did nothing to Biden, just like Special Counsel Herr did nothing with Biden when it comes to the presidential record document case. Because, you know, he's too old. He can't remember things. Well, if that's the case, how's he resident? I think people are questioning this big time. But now we see that Judge Juan Merchan, he is now, and also Alvin Bragg, who's prosecuting Trump, they are going after Trump because he violated the gag order. And they're trying to shut down Trump from speaking. But I do believe in the end, the people are going to see the truth. And Trump, he put out a truth and he says, "Highly conflicted, to put it mildly, Judge Juan Merchan has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. Everybody's allowed to talk and lie about me, but I'm not allowed to defend myself. This is a kangaroo court, and the judge should recuse himself." And that's what everyone is realizing, that all of these cases, all the things that they're doing to Trump, these are corrupt individuals. At the end of the day, they are part of the criminal syndicate. They might be blackmailed, they might be bribed, it makes no difference. They are part of the criminal syndicate. And we come to find out something else that's very, very interesting, and this has to do with Jack Smith's case. He was trying to have certain parts redacted. He didn't want people to see certain things. And now, since Judge Cannon allowed it out, we see why he was trying to hide it. Julie Kelly put this out and said, "Thanks to order by Judge Cannon, key evidence related to Classified Ducks case is now unredacted." On the left, and she's showing the documents that are redacted, what DOJ Jack Smith wanted to conceal. On the right, now we know why. More proof of collaboration between Biden, White House, and NARA to concoct a case. Outrageous lies by Joe Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and DOJ Jack Smith about independence from investigations into Trump. The Biden White House and DOJ was intimately involved in developing a criminal case against Trump for records mismanagement. It appears the first go-around related to alleged destruction of government papers. Contrary to public and legal assertions, NARA was working with the DOJ White House to craft a criminal referral by September 2021, 5 months before the official referral by NARA to DOJ in February 2022. Now you know why the insiders like Andrew Weissman and Barb McQuaid are desperate to get rid of Judge Cannon. Without her courage on this matter, incriminating evidence of Biden's White House and DOJ running the investigative show behind the scenes would be buried, maybe forever. DOJ told NARA what to do to cover their tracks. Biden Department of Energy also involved in the cover-up. DOE discovered after Smith handed down his indictment that Trump had an active security clearance, so they retroactively terminated it. That tells you everything you need to know. And when Trump says that Biden is involved in all these cases, he's not kidding. Biden is going after his political opponent, the criminal syndicate, which is NARA, the DOJ, the FBI. They're all going after Trump. They don't want him to be elected because they're protecting themselves. And look what they were trying to do. They were trying to keep certain parts redacted so no one would ever find out. The cover-up always gets you in the end. That shows that they're guilty right there, and it's plain to see. And Trump was right again. DC Drano put this out and said, to anyone foolishly thinking Biden isn't coordinating these Trump indictments, his former number three at the DOJ, Matthew Colangelo, just gave the opening statement in Trump's New York City criminal trial today. No, I'm not kidding. And remember, this indictment was originally dropped in early April of 2023, just weeks after this former DOJ operative was hired at the NYCDA's office. These political indictments are electoral interference from a man who stole the White House in 2020 with a rigged election. So Matthew Colangelo is the former number three Biden DOJ official, is one who he delivered the opening statement for Alvin Bragg today against Trump. You really can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. But people, they're not going along with this. They believe that this is a witch hunt. The people are not believing Biden. They're not believing the fake news. They're not believing the DOJ. They're not believing the FBI. They realize that this is a witch hunt. Now they understand that, yeah, Biden is going after his political opponent. Rasmussen Reports asked the question, Trump has called the prosecution in New York City part of a political motivated witch hunt. Do you agree or disagree? Strongly agree, 41%. Somewhat agree, 13%. 54% of the people agree. Disagree is 40% right now. Not sure, 6%. People see the truth now. And yes, it's going to get worse and worse. And remember, this information just came out now that, yes, the DOJ, Merrick Garland, they were all, and Biden, were all involved in going after Trump. Trump was right again. And what's very interesting is that we know when all of this falls apart and the indictments don't work and putting him in jail, if that actually happens, when all this doesn't work, what are they going to have to do? They're going to try to cheat in the election because now the focus is now on the election on November 5th. It's either they cheat, they shut down the elections, they try to get enough ballots, or they postpone the elections one way or another. And I don't believe they're going to have enough votes to pull this off because they don't have votes. They have ballots. Do you think they're going to get enough ballots? You think they can shut down the elections for weeks? I don't think it's going to work this time, especially with Trump putting a lot of pressure on them by bringing in hundreds of thousands of people and lawyers to watch the elections, which means they're going to have to change up tactics. And what's very interesting, coming out of Fox, it says cyber attack on water control systems. So out in Texas, it looks like the water control systems were hit, and they're saying it was orchestrated by Russian cyber attackers. The hacking group identified themselves as the Cyber Army of Russian Reborn. The group posted a video online of the town's water control systems being manipulated, showing how they reset the controls. So it looks like it's already begun. The narrative is being built, and it is going to continually be built throughout the summer. We're going to see more of this. But Biden, the deep state players, and the rest, well, they don't have the people. And now, all of a sudden, we have Black MAGA. The Black people, they're rising up, and they're all for Trump. They put out a video saying that they are Black MAGA. They're calling Trump the Black Donald Trump. This is the Democrats' worst nightmare come true. And we could see that with all of this happening, they are now trapped in all of this. Now, the other thing that we've come to learn is that the United States Supreme Court, they rejected the case from Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham. Now, I don't think this was ever going to get to the Supreme Court. They were going to hear it because, again, it looks like they don't want to get involved in the elections. So basically, they're not going to actually hear the case at this point. So once again, they have all the evidence. The people, they're with them. They understand that there was cheating, that the system was manipulated. And we can definitely see the pattern. And we see how they manipulate the elections through these systems. And when you look at the poll numbers, you could see that, yes, the people realized that 2020 was rigged, 2022 was rigged, and they're afraid that 2024 is going to be rigged the same exact way. They already see the election interference. So I do believe Trump has the people on his side at this point. They understand that the elections were rigged. And I do believe when it comes down to it, the people will be with him when we have to move to paper ballots and voter ID. And I just want to talk about voter ID for a sec, because the Federalists put out an interesting article that talks about voter ID, and they made a very interesting point about strong voter ID. Voter ID can and should be used to prove we live where we say we live, as that location determines our jurisdiction. The debate over voter ID typically centers on the need to prove we are who we say we are and when we vote, which is obviously very important, but voter ID can and should also be used to prove we live where we say we live. This is critical because the ballots we receive when we vote are based on where we actually live, where our habitation is fixed. And I do believe that voter ID should include this, because this way we can track down, listen, is this the person that voted? Is this you? And just like our licenses have our address, this should also point to where we live. Because again, if you're just having anyone come to vote, what jurisdiction are they in? How do you track people? And remember, this is the most important thing that people will do, because this affects everything in your life. Voting for those people that are going to represent you. It's very, very important. And if we don't have the ability to protect that, then what kind of country are we going to have? You're looking at it right now. This is what happens when you don't have voter ID. This is what happens when there's no checks and balances. You have a country that can be taken over by a criminal syndicate. This is why the criminal syndicate pushes against this. This is why they never wanted it, because they understand that if there is voter ID and we use paper and we don't use these machines, they would have never been put into these positions. These people were installed in these positions. And you have to remember, the mission now is to reverse all this. And how do you reverse all this? You need to show the people the infiltration. You need to show the people the criminal syndicate. And that's what people are seeing. I just want to go back to two posts here. This is post 3320, April 24th, 2019. You attack those you fear the most. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. And then we have 1259, April 24th, 2018. Down below, it says the following. This is about taking back our freedom and saving our children, people, from the evil that has plagued our country, world, for so long. And that's what this is really about. It's not about, oh, let's get the best bill we can get in Congress. Oh, why isn't this person doing exactly what we want? Most of these people are corrupt. Most of these people are on the take. They were installed. To clean out the country, you need to remove these people. Trump, he can come in and fire people, yes. But elected people, that's a little different. To remove the elected people, and remember, these people aren't elected, they're installed, the people must do this. And how do you get people to remove the installed individuals? You need to show the corruption. You need to show the criminal syndicate. So the people then say enough is enough. And all these people that are behind the open borders, all these people that are behind pedophilia, all these people that are behind the Green New Deal, all the people that are behind war, you think these people in the end are going to be reelected by we the people? Absolutely not. And this is what Trump needed the people to do. He needed the people to do this task. He He needed the people to vote him back in and remove the others. And I do believe in the end, this is exactly what the people are going to do. Remember, it's going to get worse. And every day that you see it getting worse, it means the people are discovering who the deep state is. The people are discovering who runs this system. And the people are fighting back. Trump and the Patriots, they knew they needed to show the people the truth. And the truth was going to be hard. It was going to be scary. And it was going to be intense. And people were going to feel like the country was completely imploding on itself. And the people needed to see this, because if the people don't see it, they won't react. Because the people need to be uncomfortable. They need to feel a little bit of pain to say, you know something, enough is enough. And that's what people are seeing. And remember, when you see it, it hurts the deep state every step of the way. And who does it help? It helps Trump. Why do you think Trump's numbers have gone up? Why do you think Trump has said he has 200 million people behind him? It's because the people are figuring it out. The people are getting it. They understand it. They see it. They understand who the criminal syndicate is, which means the criminal syndicate is in trouble. They're being destroyed every step of the way. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared.